Hello and welcome everyone to the Golden Gold Plus special group call. And we called it the Get It Done call, but I don't know why we called it that. It's really just a way for us to get together with a more relaxed tone, not like quick, let's ask questions, so that we can really honestly go through and review where things are and what things you might be struggling with, what things you're having success with. And just let you go out with a bang. And all of you guys that signed up are actually coming back, with the exception of Claudia, I think, and Kimberly. So we'll see if they show up. And Kathy was signed up twice, but hopefully she makes it this time. Last time she did that too. So we did one of these that was more for the whole group. And some of you were there probably about a month ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago. And what we did was we spent some time really focused on what we really wanted. What was our dream? You know, what was it that, when all of those health issues and the low energy and whatever else you might be struggling with that is getting better, but not 100%, like, what would you really like your life to be like? And a lot of you did tune into that. And I know Diana mentioned on a call this week that that was really helpful, that really helped her to really get in touch with and start dreaming again, right? Because a lot of times we get caught up with, I don't have the energy to even dream about what it will be like if I get my energy back. Like, well, what's out there? What's possible for me? And I think when we can get in touch with that, I think it's super important. So I don't want to repeat the exact same thing this time, but I like to start out. First of all, I want to start out with a heart math and let us all get grounded into our parasympathetics, because by now you know the difference between parasympathetic and sympathetic, and you can probably feel the difference in your body when you're in parasympathetic versus sympathetic. And life tends to be such that it tends to try to get us all into sympathetic all the time, just because that's the way it is. And we have to have our tools to be able to move ourselves out of sympathetic and into parasympathetic quickly. And the more you practice them, the easier it gets. And the more you tune into it, the more easily you can appreciate and feel when your body starts to get out of parasympathetic and into sympathetic. And I can feel myself right now that I'm a little bit on the sympathetic side, right? I'm like, I've gone from this to that, let me make sure I'm all fully present for you. So I want us to take just a couple of minutes to just there and go to the beach or go to the mountains or snuggle with your kitty or whatever it takes for you to just really drop into that. So why don't we all do that? I like to do it with my eyes closed. I like to put my hand over my heart and one hand over my belly so I can really tune into the breathing. And I like when the breathing is like full abdominal breath, where you expand your belly and then you let it contract. So why don't we all just like sit with that for a little bit, or stand with that for a little bit, and just take some long, slow, deep breaths where the breaths are filling your abdomen, not breathing from up here in your neck and then causing your neck muscles to get tight, but really filling and letting it go. And breathing in. And then as you breathe out, just feel like you're just fully deflating your lungs. You're letting everything out. You're pushing past that point where it feels like you need to take a breath just a little bit, just to force some of the stale air that gets trapped at the bottom of our lungs when we go into the sympathetic breathing, which is more of that shallow breath. Let's do that, and then focus your area right around your heart. And breathe just like you're breathing into your heart. You're breathing white light, yellow light, purple light, whatever color really resonates for you in terms of its healing capacity, in terms of its calming capacity. And breathe that in as if you're breathing right into your heart space. And as you do that, feel your neck soften. And if you need to put your hands there to help it to soften, go ahead and do that. And allow your shoulders to just drop. And as you breathe your next breath in, I'd like you to transport yourself in space and time to a place where you feel good. to a place that brings you joy, place with people, by yourself, doesn't matter. It's your vision, it's your dream. Make sure it's somewhere where you have positive memories or positive anticipation. Because sometimes we can transport ourselves to places we've never been, but we just imagine. And as you're there, it's like you're really there. You can smell the smells and taste the tastes. You can see through your eyes the beauty. You can hear the sounds. You can experience on your skin the sensation. Just be there. The beauty of our nervous systems is that we can trick them into thinking we're actually somewhere where we're not, and actually muster up all the feelings, the balance, the breathing, the sensations, the neurotransmitters, the enzymes, all the positive effects of being in that place, of having that experience. So you can get created at any time you want. Take a few more breaths there, holding and lingering to all the beauty there, sights, the sounds, smells, the tastes, skin sensations. And then when you're ready, just open your eyes and come back into the room. Be present. And bring with you feelings that you love to experience. And as you fit with that feeling, know that you can come back to it. Really hone in on what that feels like in your body, because when you get into a stressful state, you want to be able to pull yourself back there. And when you can, you change biochemistry. That's the beauty of it. You know, the Institute of Heart and Health has done extensive studies over the last several decades and hooked people up to machines and measured their biochemistry and their heart rate variability and their enzyme levels and cholesterol levels and blood pressure. And the cool part is you get to control it. We get to choose. And that's what's so beautiful. We get to choose. And sometimes we get into a fight with our subconscious or our conscious brain that says, I deserve to be angry now. That person wronged me. I remember being there when my now 21-year-old was 4. And he was terrible twos for about 4 or 5 years, you know. And I remember thinking, but I have a right to be mad right now. I have a right to. But is it serving me? Right. And I had to work hard. And that's when I really started working on these processes. And I remember the first time I practiced it on him. And I just said, okay, I'm going to be calm. I'm going to go in the room. I'm going to tell him he has to clean up or come down to dinner or whatever it was. Set a limit. Be a mom. Right. And I remember going to the door going, he's going to yell. He's going to scream. He's going to throw a tantrum. I don't want to deal with it. And then I said, no. And I did this heart math. And I visualized, I just thought of him in terms of all his positive traits. He's going to be a leader. He's not going to be a follower. He's stubborn. And that's going to take him far, right? He's creative about coming up with good excuses or whatever. That's going to take him far in the world. And I thought all this stuff. And I opened the door and I said, Kevin, you left your toys on the floor downstairs. And I'd like to get them cleaned up so we can have dinner. And they're, you know, braced for the typical, you know. And he went, okay, mommy. And I just about fell on the floor, right? Because they sense us, right? And when you go and approach somebody with something difficult and you're all tense and your sympathetic is going, your heart rate is, you know, blah, 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 all spiky, they pick that up. And that's the other thing that they studied with this, is that the stronger of the heart rate variability, the stronger of the vibration takes over the other one. So we get to either be controlled or control. And the more you learn to control your inner landscape, the more you get to see that change. And I've heard numerous stories from people who've tried this with people, and that they were shocked, you know, at that kind of response that I had with my kiddo, you know? So no, you know, I just think it's so amazing. And I have a slide that I do in my presentations, like, what do hormones control, right? And what do they control? Everything, right? They control everything. But what controls hormones? Basically comes down to, we do, your thoughts, your stress, your diet, your level of fun, how much fun you're having, how much sleep you're having, other hormones, that all affects it. So the good news is it's really empowering. The part that makes it challenging is that we didn't grow up this way, right? Who grew up with this attitude? Anybody? No. Right? We grew up with the crappy food. We grew up with the do as I say, not as I do. You know, why? Because I said so. We grew up being squashed down and made to want to follow. Because if we didn't follow, we got a beating, or we got yelled at, or we had some negative consequence. And I personally see this in the world today, like the way that the drug companies are scaring people into take this drug, or the medical profession is scaring people, and the politicians into, you know, trying to convince us to follow. You know, and we don't want to follow. We want to lead with our hearts. We lead with what is most important to you. Even when you're going against the grain, even when you're walking this way and everybody else is coming that way. I don't know if any of you remember seeing a slide I put up recently in the presentation. All the goldfish, and they're swimming this way, and the one blue fish swimming that way. And sometimes it's hard to be that blue fish, right? In the sea of, right? And you get flack from your family members and your friends. But in reality, it's always lonely on the leading edge. It's never crowded on the leading edge. Right. And so when we can feel confident that we're in that leading edge, you look back 20 years from now, you will have been one of the renegades, right? But it's going in that direction. When I started focusing on health and sleep and good food, that was 32 years ago, maybe more. No, it was more than that. It was about 35 years ago. And I just started going that direction when there weren't summits and there wasn't an internet and there wasn't all this support. And, you know, it's challenging now for lots of folks because you don't have that support in your physical community. But now we have these online communities where we meet other crazy people like us who don't want to follow along with, you know, the regular stuff that's going on. And it's just, for me, I see so much change, but there's way more to go. There's way more to go. You know, I want to get to the point where when we do go traveling and you go to the airport, you just know, you pop into the little store and you can buy the newspaper, you can buy a bottle of water, you can buy a Kevita, you can buy, you know, some guacamole, you can buy whatever healthy food you're looking for. It's all there, right? Instead of the Kit Kats and the Skittles and all that other stuff that everybody seems to be going for, right? I've always had this interesting theory, and I think many of you will agree with that. We have this, we have big food and we have big pharma. You've probably heard me talk about this: big food, big pharma, and big food feeds the business interest of big pharma. Eat the garbage food and you're going to get sick, and the pharmacy companies are going to sell you a drug. I always thought that, you know, but it never until I heard it spoken out loud by somebody who was in a meeting. He used to work for a pharmacy company. He's a marketing guy, and he's in a meeting, and there was a big meeting with General Foods and Merck and all these people. And one of the guys from the company that this guy worked for, Merck, turned to the general foods person. He goes, you just keep making him sick and we'll just keep making drugs for him. He quit. He said, I can't be in a business that people, these are people. I thought we were here to help these people. We don't want somebody to make them sick so we can make money curing them. And he left, and now he just did a summit called the Longevity Summit. You know, and it was at a plant-based kind of a meeting. It was at Ocean and John Robbins' house. He's promoting their work. And he said, I'm out of here. This is insanity. That I can't be in an unethical career like this. So it's spoken, right? It's spoken out loud. You keep making them sick, we'll keep making new drugs to cure them. So we don't want to be part of that, do we? Who wants to be part of that? No? No. Right? You want to be part of that? No. You know, and it's
sad. I'm also testing your attention.
Oh, I'm attentive, girl. You know me. I got eyes in the back of my head. My mother used to say that to me. I have eyes in the back of my head, and don't you try to get away with anything. And I had this picture, like, maybe underneath her hair, there's a set of eyes. You know when you're a little kid and you believe crazy stuff? You're like, you know? Now I realize she didn't, but it got us, you know, kept us in line. But well-meaning as our parents were, my parents were, I know, they didn't do a lot to foster us being original thinkers, right? They fought, because what's rewarded is go to school and play by the rules. Go to work and play by the rules. Don't buck the system. Don't question anything. And that's what I think we need to do, is question. When my kids were little, I told them, question authority. My mom told me, don't question authority. I said, question authority. Whether it's the Pope, the president, the principal of the school, if you're told something that feels out of alignment with your values, you question it. Well, that got me in trouble a lot because I was down in the principal's office a lot, bailing kids out. But it was worth it. And one time my kid questioned something and was sent to the principal's office, and they had to fill out this thing. It was a referral, and he didn't know what a referral was. He got this thing called a referral, goes to the principal's office, and he had just said something. I don't remember what it was. And so he says, okay, so what did you learn from this? And what he says, I learned never question authority. The teacher is always right. That's what he wrote. He said, it's a total lie. He didn't believe it, but he figured that's what they wanted to hear. And so I'm like, oh no, somebody's going to think you're being a smart ass, right? No, I'm going to hear from this. Never heard a thing. Never heard a thing. They just figured the kid learned his lesson. Until they told me he was a good candidate for homeschooling when he was in eighth grade. They never tell you that because they want their funding. Eric's a good candidate for homeschooling. I think you should homeschool him. Yeah. Anyway, so I think that that's where we're at right now. And all of you are here because you're questioning it. You're questioning. You want to know how your bodies work. You want to know how it goes. So we're here today to support you wherever you need, to do an overall review. I know that both Diana and Jeannie had some recent tests, the good old hair analysis tests. We'll review that. I looked at those in relationship to like your supplements and your other labs just to see. And we'll talk about which things on there are important that we may want to pursue something with and which of them are just incidental, like the titanium in your hair dye. Just stop using it. It's not going to hurt you, but that's why it's there. It's not, you know. And it brings out the point, though, like over time, things accumulate and you might not have used that hair dye for 20 years and it could still be in your system, right? Fortunately, it's not going to hurt you, but that's what happens with stuff that can hurt us, right? And so that's why detox and cleansing and some of those things to pull things out of the system can be super helpful. So the way I would like to structure this is, how much time do we have? Do we have till like 6 or what time is it? 4 hours, right? So we have till, yeah. So we'll break in the middle. We'll go about an hour and a half. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And I want to really just give everybody an opportunity. First, a quick around to just reiterate for me, what is your top thing that you, that you're most committed to? Like, what is it that's so important to you that you would risk the bad words from your family's members? Or, because I remember reading some of the new folks that are coming in, and I'm writing like, Mom, my husband thinks I'm a nutcase and he's not very supportive of this, and I have to make two meals, and, you know, and it happens. So what is it that's so important to you that you want so badly? And just a quickie. And then what is it that you'd like to use your time today? And that, so that'll be like, we'll go through maybe a minute or two each. And just so I can take notes and I know where we're going with this, because I don't want to think that you want to focus on your hair mineral test, but really you want to focus on something else, you know? And then we'll go around and we'll divide up however much time we have left, and everybody will get time, and we'll take a break at approximately, you know, a midway through. Okay? Cancel. All right. So I'm going to just start in my upper corner, and let me see who's here that's... I see Kathy, but Kathy, you had a trouble with your camera yesterday, didn't you? And I see Jay. So I see everybody except Kathy. Okay, cool. All right. And Kimberly was supposed to be here. Kimberly Tessa. She's not here. No. Shoot her an email and just remind her. Make sure that she knows that we're doing this.
Yeah, it looks like some people did not get the email invite, hence that's why we're getting some confusion. So I'll send her.
Some people didn't get the... Well, so only gold and gold plus. It was not silver.
Yeah, I didn't get one. That's why I wasn't on it for.
Oh. Yeah, some people who were supposed to be on it did not. So
I was scrambling. I was trying to use Wednesday's gold number, but that one didn't work.
Yeah, no, they're all unique. Okay, I'll email her.
Email her and anybody else if you can. I don't know if Czar is still here, but have him know.
He usually leaves by this time, but I'll send her a quick one.
Well, I can tell because he does an attendance sheet for me. And
I got the registration and then I registered, but I never got the, and then today I'm like, okay, what is the Zoom link? And then I realized.
Yeah, usually it's supposed to. Yeah, I just assumed it
worked. I got it from your staff, so they sent me the Zoom link.
Yeah, so if you could just maybe go to the list of Gold and Gold Plus and see who's not here that wasn't on the calendar. And we'll just kind of send them an email. You can just send them a personal email from your email ID, you know, with their emails in it, and just let them know and just give them the direct link. Oh, bummer. I'm sorry about that, Jay. I have no idea what they did. I try not to micromanage too much. I'm going to see ATT attendant Czar. Czar is still here. So if you can... if you can reach out to him, maybe he can figure it out. But it might be just easier for you to just send a personal note to the people that didn't. All right. So let's, sorry. Here's the coaching notes. Here we go. I've been using my iPad Pro. I had this iPad Pro for like 2 years and didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. And then I realized from Claudia that it can use my pen and take notes, and it can integrate with my Evernote, and I've been using it ever since. So thank you, Claudia.
Okay. You're welcome. I don't even use mine. I usually use notebooks, but yeah.
Well, you were using it at the NEPT retreat, and
I'm switching. Like, I always have like themed notebooks. Like when we went to the Transcend meeting, you know, I used that one for all that meeting. So I wanted to fill that up before. Yeah, I'm switching now to the iPad if I don't have a notebook that I'm already using for a specific type of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have so many notebooks that I've started, and then I forget where the notebook is, and I start another one.
Right.
And I can't find my notes, so I thought it's all going to be in this one place. All right, so I'm going to start with Jeannie. And so start with, I am, how can we say this in a way? What's most important to me is, how's that? What's most important to me is, and then whatever else you want to talk about today.
What's most important to me is my health. And because I want to have a long life and healthy life because of my family, my kids, my grandkids. I think when I was given the cancer diagnosis 9 years ago, it just really threw me, you know, like I could be gone. And, you know, my grandkids were small at that time. And, you know, I have grandkids between the ages of actually 13 and 2. And, you know, so we do so many things together, and we do a lot. We have a lot of fun vacations, and, you know, my husband and I try to make so many of their sports activities, and, you know, we try to be out there and participate with them and just, you know, really have good memories together. And I think, like I said, that really shocked me you and I have talked before, Dr. Rita Marie, about, you know, my parents, my dad especially died at an early age, and my mother had cancer 3 times before she passed at the age of 72. And, you know, I never ever thought, you know, I've always tried to watch my weight, and, you know, I really wasn't a good eater growing up. But I did, I think I always looked at them that it was, the weight was the issue. So, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm going to be fine. You know, I'm good. And that was just a shocker to me.
It was a wake-up call, though, right? I mean, it really was. Some people, the wake-up call is actually death, like my parents, right? They just sudden. And other people, you get that warning. And it's like, okay, what do I need to change now? So that my outcome is different. So I applaud you. And I also, I was going to say, and I didn't have to for you, is make sure that when you're really tuning into what's most important to you, that the feelings come up, right? And for you, it did, the love of your family and the outings and being together. So that's going to keep you. And that's why you make really good choices. And we're going to just keep fine tuning it, you know, just to safeguard your health from another recurrence. Right.
Exactly.
Good. And today, I know you wanted to look at the minerals. Is there anything else you wanted to make sure we cover?
Had several, and we can just, you know, go over that as we have time. But I have several test back lab results.
Yep. I looked at those. So, yeah, we'll look at those. Yeah. And there's actually good stuff in there. So Yeah. I know there's certain numbers that are off, but the ones that matter are not. So I just want you to breathe with that. Yeah.
I want to add two quick things, because I always forget to say this, but I went for an eye doctor appointment, and a couple of years ago, he had told me, he said, it looks like you're starting a cataract. And so I was kind of, you know, waiting to see. And so I went this time, and he said, your eyes are great. He said, and looking back there and looking behind it, he said, you look like you have the eyes of a 20-year-old. He said, you're doing something right. So I'm not really sure if it's the food or, you know, I'm not sure what it is, but that was a good report. And then at my dermatologist, I had this spot on my back, and I was real concerned because I could kind of feel it, and it felt like a, almost like a, like the size of a pencil eraser. It was dried, like dried skin, you know, real, like kind of white. And so when I went, I pointed it out to her, and I said, you know, I just wanted to see, like, what is that? And I said, I can't really see it because it was back kind of by that, you know, your blade in your.
Yeah.
And so so she said, and I should have asked more questions, and I didn't, and I kind of worried about it after I got home. And she said, oh, she said, unfortunately, that's a growth. And so it didn't sound like any kind of thing that she would take care of. She just called it a growth. And so then when she acted like nothing to, I mean, my husband's had things taken off, and so I thought, well, I don't really know what she meant by that, since, you know, I'm at the dermatologist, and she.
Right, and she didn't say it needed to be removed.
So then it got bigger. So that really bothered me. And then it just, like, dropped off, and it's just gone. Like, it's just all gone.
Wow.
I don't know what exactly happened or what it was, but it's just totally gone.
It's just totally gone. Awesome. The saying for balance is really, it makes a difference. And we don't go this for that, like this food for that growth for this specific thing. But, you know, that overall achieving balance in your body and things like that happen. My husband used to have this big old thing you could see through his shirt. And it was like lipoma, but not. And it had a little hole in the middle and it was there for years. And then he started to follow along with doing things with me and he did a little fasting and he changed his diet and it just like went away.
Yeah, that's
right. You're like, that's pretty
those cool. things. Sometimes we, like you were saying, sometimes you may not see every little thing that's happening, but it's all happening inside.
Right.
Making a difference. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Good job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Paula. What's most important to me is?
Well, I'm similar to Jeannie in that health is the most important thing to me too. And because of wanting to have the energy to be with my family, my husband, my son, my grandsons, and other extended family. And the energy just really hasn't been there the way I'd like it to be for quite a number of years. So.
Cool. Right. But you are definitely, you know, and it's the things that, who was it that said that, Jane from Sweet Spot?
Yeah.
It doesn't change in the order we want it to. I wanted my energy back first, or I wanted my belly fat to go away first. But it was my fatty liver that went away or whatever. So for you, you know, the insulin resistance is better, this, that, and the other thing. And the energy and the sleep piece is, you know, still a little bit elusive and still have to keep working on it.
Right. Well, my stress level has raised exponentially in recent months.
Right.
Yeah.
Thing, right? That zaps the energy so big. Yeah.
But there are still, despite that, there are still improvements. You know, there has been progress. I just got Viome results yesterday. This is kind of a celebration, I guess, because it only took 4 weeks to get my results this time instead of 4 months. And the only reason I even did the Viome again was because they sent me a free kit because of the original, all the difficulty. But the good thing is they have actually changed their results. They're giving a whole lot of different, more detailed information now than what I got originally with the original test.
Nice.
They're still doing the same food kind of recommendations with, you know, your superfoods and things to avoid, that sort of thing. But there's more detailed gut information than there was the first time. So anyway, I'm celebrating that. And there are some good things about it, and there are still some challenges on those results. But the interesting thing is a number of the things that they said correlate with my oat and my stool test. Okay. And I did all of those at the same time. I did the Viome within a week of doing the oat and the GI map. So it's, you know, it all really works together.
Awesome. Do they give a report or do you have to just read it in the app?
You can see the report in the app, and I actually, you're able on the website anyway to share it with whoever you want. And I sent the report to Steph. But I also put it in my Google Drive. You can get it into your Google Drive. So that's all there too.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. Because that's the thing about that test has been so frustrating to me. It's like, it's all this information, but they don't tell you how they got this information or why they're recommending this as a superfood. And
Yeah. So that's one thing. I didn't know whether you'd want to go over that today or not.
That's you. You can use the time however you want.
Yeah, because I also wanted to share, you know, I went down to the Mensa clinic yesterday, and I just wanted to give you a little update on
okay
some of that. Yeah. So that's
all right. I got those written down. We'll do what we have time for. That's great. Thank you. Diana, what's most important to me?
I'm going with Jeannie's idea. Well, I was already writing it down. So what's most important to me is I love that picture that you have, Dr. Rita Marie, of your what your why is. It's your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one thing that came out of the last time we did this. That was the only thing that did come to me on that call, because everything else had disappeared. And I think by the end of the call, I realized how much that I had absolutely wiped out of my life that didn't even occur to me to bring back. And as the weeks have progressed, I'm dreaming again. I mentioned that on a different call.
So nice.
So Angelica, you're making me dream outside of my comfort zone. That's my big why. My big why is my family, my health. I'm only doing it for them. Other than if I didn't have them, I probably would have crawled in the hole and just given up. But I want to be here for them. I want my health back so that I can. I am there. I'm here.
Hey.
I already won the biggest victory. I'm still here.
You're still here.
Now I'm really starting to dream. That is, it's expanding exponentially so far outside of anything I would have dreamed of before. And Angelica, you kind of flipped that switch on. I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's my big thing.
Great. What do you want to work on today? What would you like support with today? Besides the minerals, I think you want to.
The minerals, we've kind of already gone over it a little bit with my coach and then a little bit with Lynn last week. And I'm just kind of still looking for anything that you can pick up that we have missed.
Okay. I'll mention, I made some notes and I was looking at correlations between your supplements and that. Not a lot showed up there, but a couple of things that may, you know, yeah.
And one of my observations with it was that I was very surprised that a lot of your assessments that we do, you know, the beginning of the program and stuff, I picked up a lot of things there that were interesting. And this last mineral test actually picked up a couple of those that I've been really high on with really no explanation and no real understanding of how the lab test correlated with those. But this one brought it in.
Good.
I think it was manganese and the molybdenum.
Yeah,
were things that had been picked up anyway, so it kind of went to that next level. So anything you pick up on it, I just want to hear whatever you've got, because I think we've already kind of got a plan, but I want to make sure we didn't miss something.
Okay, yeah, there were a couple of things maybe, and maybe they already picked them up, but I have a couple of things written in my notes. So
yeah, and then one of the things on the manganese, I do have a liquid supplement, but it wasn't the one my coach recommended. But I was wondering if you could help me figure out how I could go ahead and start on this one since I do have it. So that might be something we could discuss.
Okay.
It's like milligrams and converting how many milligrams.
Into how much you should take, yeah. So, is that liquid or is it a...
Well, I actually ended up having two, but this is the one I want to use. It's a liquid.
Okay, good. Yeah, you know what? It's easy to determine doses on liquid.
Yeah.
With you, you start small. You start with a couple of drops, and then you work your way up, and then we'll determine what the max would be. But
that's because I was trying to do a little calculating, but I don't know what my target would be. So
yeah,
that's I can definitely start with one drop and work up from there. But
right,
an idea on the target because she did on, but it's for another supplement, and I'm not sure.
A different one. Okay,
yeah,
we'll try to convert that. All right.
Okay, well, that's the kind of information I was hoping. And like I say, if you pick something up that I missed or she missed or Lynn went somewhere with a little graph that she had and was correlating four of the essential minerals being calcium, magnesium, and then sodium and potassium. And I had two on one side of the graph, two on the other side of the graph, and there was some kind of a correlation there. And I tried to understand what she was saying, but I kind of only got about half of it. So,
okay.
Anyway, there's some more information there. At the bottom of the chart, there's a little box that's got some ratios. And
where is this chart? I didn't see it.
Right at the very bottom of the page on that hair mineral analysis. And it compares.
Okay. Yeah, the ratios. Got it.
Ratios. Okay. So anyway, she kind of went into that piece. And I, like I said, I think I picked up some of it, but there's evidently quite a bit of information down there in that little box.
Okay.
So anyway, that's kind of, like I say, more input.
Good.
I think we're on the right track.
Great.
But it was surprising to me, the assessments, how close they were.
How close they were to what picked up.
Right, because, yeah, it hadn't been picked up other places. So I really like your assessments, by the way. I cannot tell you how fascinating those have been and how they really do help you kind of target. And then I'm able to watch as I go through.
And if it's really based, those assessments are based on your subjective feels. You know, there's a few that have a little bit of the labs in there, but it's like how your body is actually reacting and feeling. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't realize there was so much information in those things, but they really are very valuable. Thank you for making those. You're very welcome.
You're very welcome. It's good to see you on Steph's call. And you can think about it. I know you get it into your group and you're attached. So, but
I am attached. I'm already struggling with that, but we can talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Claudia. What's most important to me?
Well, I always have to find the unmute button for us. So yeah, for me, it's health, because health really gives me the freedom. And I really realized that when I started working with you, it's for my family, because, you know, I want to be there when my kids have grandchildren. Maybe they won't, but if they do, I want to be there. I don't want to be the old grandmother, you know, that's sick and has to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I want to build my new normal. So I, you know, I'm 58. I, you know, better have another 40 years at least of
life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to crack 100. I want to be 100 years old.
Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable. My goal's a lot higher than that.
And I want to find the love of my life and have at least 40 more years.
I thought you were going to say 4 more kids. Like, honey, maybe we may have to change.
No. Fruto. Grandchildren, maybe.
Grandchildren,
yeah.
Right. Well, maybe the love of your life will have 4 kids.
No, I want to have another like 30 or 40 years. Or 40 years, right? Not just...
Yeah. 40 like really great years. Like without changing at all.
Yes, not sitting in wheelchairs and walking on walkers. And
yeah. One of our new folks, I teased her when I read her thing because she's 80. And, you know, you have this vision in your head of what somebody who's 80 looks like. And I got on and I'm like looking, I go, is this right? And she says, what? I said, it says you're 80. And she has, you know, bright hair and she's just got a very youthful look to her. And I'm like, I'm 80. And so under the, what's important to you and what do you like to do? Right. Oh, I like hiking and kayaking and. Like, yes.
That's what I want to be.
Yeah. And she said, well, what are your goals? She goes, I just want to keep doing this for the next 40 years. Right. So it's, yeah. I think
lots of friends, right. I interviewed this guy, who he just turned 100 this March and he has such a big social life. Right. And that's really what keeps him young, because my mom is like, oh, all my friends are starting to die around me. And because when you only have friends your age, you know, and most of our friends, I mean, at least my friends don't live that healthy. So, you know, so having lots of younger friends and
good
energy for that, right? You want the energy to be able to do that. I mean, I go to Coachella, I can do a 4th day. Everybody's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I want a 4th day of music.
That's the way to go. When people say, yeah, I want to be like you when I grow up, or I'm like, okay, cool. All right, and what did you want to work on today?
So, as usually, I'm not prepared. But one thing I noticed, I was supposed to do some lab tests in July, and I just forgot. I was just so, my whole pitch deck thing, I was just like, so I couldn't even think of that. So now I bought another few that I needed, but I have like 7 lab tests now, and I'm like, when should I do, like, what makes sense to do now?
Let's prioritize them.
And then also supplements. And I have to be honest, I haven't updated my health tracker, but I can give you like what I'm taking. So like, what should I continue? What should I stop? I know I don't have new labs for you to look at, which kind of wasn't.
Yeah, it really helps to have that in the supplement sheet. Cause I did for Paula, not for Paula.
I can update it if you take me last, I can definitely, most of it is in there, but I'm just saying I haven't tweaked some of the last.
Yeah, tweak it. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I got my here.
Oh, you did. And is it a 14-day or a 10-day?
I think it's a 14. It doesn't say, but the thing is I bought it in Canada, and, of course, the reader is in the other system. I'm like, ah, oh, I have to learn 6055.
But you're from Germany. You should that the metric stuff.
Oh, but did I measure this when I lived in Germany? No. Yeah.
Multiply it by 18. Just multiply whatever number comes off of it by 18.
I know my between, like, not higher than 6.1, which is 110. That's what I'm trying to
remember. Yeah.
But I can give it to my mom. My mom has diabetes. She takes medication. And I'm hoping, so far, she's been very reluctant to my sister's and mine, our, like, guidance. Like, so I thought, like, maybe she's interested in having this and not just going to the doctor every 3 months and getting the verdict. So I thought maybe I can give her the reader and get it.
In Europe, you can buy them over the counter. You don't even need to have a doctor's. And like, that's how you got it in Canada, right? You just went into the pharmacy.
Yeah, in Germany, exactly. Well, I'm going to order it online. I'm already ordering them. But that's why I was confused. There's a 2 and there's a 1. There's a 2.
I don't know if it's different in the non-US versions of it. For here, it's a 10-day or a 14-day.
They both say 14-day, but one is Freestyle Libre 2 and the other. And anyway, the reader, the one I got, is the reader that doesn't work with the 2 model. So you have to, so I'm like, I guess I need to buy a new.
Sometimes if you go to the company and you say, and they'll just send you a free reader.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
That was, I got a free reader for the 14-day when they switched.
Oh, nice. Yeah, this was like a $50 Canadian thingy, that reader.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, I haven't.
Phone, you can upgrade your phone and your phone.
Room. I know. I haven't. Mine is like 5 years old. It's an iPhone 6. So I guess I'll have to. I was kind of hoping to wait it till the last minute until it really doesn't work anymore. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
That to me is the easiest thing now. It's just not having to carry the. I don't even know where mine
is. No, I will upgrade it. But, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way it goes, right? Yeah. All right. Good. Jay.
So I want to keep what I've got health wise and try to build on that, I guess, basically.
Why?
Well, I mean, I don't want to backslide.
No. I want you to take it to the next thing. Why is health important to you?
Well, the opposite of that. I definitely wouldn't want that. I don't want to be unhealthy.
I don't want to be unhealthy, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Avoidance of disease. Yeah.
Right. But what is it you want? Like, what is it that, like, oh, nice. What is it that you want? Being healthy allows you to what?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Is there something that you really
enjoy? I'd love to say it gives you freedom. And I guess it does, because the more you're ill, the less able you are to do things, you know. Mm-hmm. Obviously take care of yourself, maybe take care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you like to do? Like recreational. I know you work hard and you do great work. And
yeah, I used to like to go shooting, and that was something I was going to try to take back up this year. But, I think that's kind of out now with my eye.
Mm-hmm. What else do you enjoy doing?
That was really my big activity that I had before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, outside gardening, working in the yard, stuff like that. I'm kind of gotten back into doing that.
That's great.
I do a lot of fictional reading. Always.
Great. Yeah. So those are things you enjoy doing, right? So your health allows you, affords you the ability to do things that you enjoy doing and getting out in nature and working in the garden.
But, you know, do my yard and all that. I mean, mm-hmm. most people around here do. So, but that just, you know, one thing that I can do, I want to keep on doing it, you know, plus it gets me outside a little bit.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. And what do you want to work on today?
go through my labs that I just had a bunch of them done.
Okay.
I've been lagging on some of the labs Lisa's been bugging me to do this year, and I kind of went into a funk, I guess, after my eye thing, and now I'm trying to get back with it. And so, yeah, she put all of them in a folder, I think, this morning. So
beautiful. All right, I'll pull those up.
Kind of see, it'd be interesting to see if they're all pretty much within the same time frame. So it'll be interesting to see correlations.
Great. Are they in the separate labs, or are they in the health tracker, blood tests, or combination?
Well, she ran a functional blood report that's got some historical stuff in it, and then the rest of them are, you know, it's a Dutch. There's a methylation.
The methylation came back.
Pardon?
You mentioned the methylation recently, so I'm glad to see that came back. I want to see that.
Yeah, so all those, the blood spot things there.
Perfect. All right.
Okay.
Good. We'll do that. All right. Who else came on? Is Kathy. Yeah, Kathy. Oh, and I see Marsha, too. Yay, Marsha. Okay.
Okay, I'm on, and I would like to go over, what do I want?
What's important to you?
I would love to resolve the pain in my nerves and my legs. That'd be lovely if that was gone.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because I want to start with what's most important to me is.
That I can walk without falling. That I can walk without a walker. That I can play. I'm having a rough week, and I'm sorry, but I've had some really sharp pain in my side, so much so that one night I thought I would be going to emergency room, but I knew it wasn't my appendix because I've had appendix removed and it was in a different location, but it was so deep and so sharp and it wouldn't go away. And I'm kind of not knowing what that is. And I just thought, okay, well, I fell. Maybe I did break something. And I thought, no, this is like a side ache that is extreme. Okay. So I'm not sure what it is. I was kind of trying to ask if I should go to the doctor. And I didn't get an answer. I thought, no, it's going to be okay. But I tend to do that a lot, you know, it's going to be okay. And I think that's just trying to be positive instead of maybe addressing something that's trying to speak to me.
Well, here's what we'll do. I'll ask you a bunch of questions and we'll try to hone in and differentiate what is actually going on there.
Okay.
And
just so you know, if I don't make it, even with the break, I may have to pull back and just lie down. So,
okay.
I'm gonna try.
How about if I make it through the, we have one more to go through, and then how about we come right back to you?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Okay. And I see Marsha. Hey, Marsha.
Hi.
Hi.
So I wasn't aware of this until I just got Angelica's email.
We're going to figure out why that happened.
Yeah. And so I have a 3:30 to 5:00 appointment. So my time.
Your time.
I'll come back on when I get home. And if there's time, then what I'd like to work on most is mental and GI health, which go together. And gratitude. I really want to just be present and, like you said, Byron Katie said, loving what is. So whatever that is, I want that, what's it called on a boat? That rudder. I just want that rudder.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing to me.
Okay. So when you say the most important thing to you is that rudder, tell me what that means.
That means that shit happens or I feel panicky or I get depressed and I just have, maybe it's faith. I don't usually use that word, right? You know, faith or trust or deep knowledge that I am safe. I have a purpose here. and it's bigger than all the crap that's going on around me. Yeah. And, you know, I feel part of that at times, but I'm medicated, you know?
Yeah.
I want to get off the medication, and I want to be able to feel really like I want to know and feel that I am part of this universe on a grand scale, even if what I do is minute. I just want to be connected.
And what do you think requires to feel that way?
Deep rest and acceptance.
Yeah. Good. All right. So we will definitely work on some of those things when you come back. And I want to say there was something you said that sparked something for me. I'll remember it later.
Okay. Also, I have two new test results. My Dutch is in, and my complete blood tests with thyroid and all the thyroid tests that you asked me to get, the reverse everything.
Good, good. Okay, so we'll look at those too.
Okay, and the copper zinc relationship, the ceruloplasm.
The ceruloplasm, yeah.
Ceruloplasm, yeah. So thanks. I'm glad to be here. I was shocked when I got the email. I'm like, oh, I've got a few minutes to join in. So.
Yeah, because you guys who signed up, like Paula and Diana, you got, how long ago was it that you got it? It was weeks ago, right?
July.
July,
yeah.
So there's something we have to look into, why it was just part of the group that got it and the other part that didn't. I was thinking gold versus gold plus, but you guys are, yeah, it's all around. So I don't know.
And I got reminder emails, a couple of them.
So I got like three different ones.
Yeah. Same here.
Over every other week or so I'd get another one.
Yeah. That's what we had it set up for. So, we'll figure it out and find out what happened so it doesn't happen again. And how we could prevent it in the future, because there's a number, right? You look at the thing and it says, this is set up to go to, and it should have been whatever that number was, 23 people or whatever, and how many did. So we'll have to investigate that and find out why. So sorry. Ugh. All right.
Hi, Moisha.
So good to see you. Yeah.
Good to see you.
So we'll start with Kathy because Kathy is in some pain and, you know, may need to go rest. And I think that happened on one of the other calls where she just couldn't make it to, you know, the end and she had to go lay down. So let's talk, Kathy. I really want to understand what's going on with that pain so I could advise you whether you do need to go get it checked out or what it could possibly be related to.
Okay.
Which side of your body?
Right side.
Okay. And how far down? Is it on the side or is it towards the front or the back?
Side. Okay. And maybe a titch towards the front, a titch.
Okay. And how far, so say, between your breast and your pubic bone? About where?
Close to my waist, very close to my waist.
At waist.
And I was gently feeling ribs in bed, and I was, when I pushed right below my sternum, I don't like that at all. It doesn't feel good at all there, but that's not where this pain was. I couldn't sleep, and it was just two nights ago, and then I was exhausted the next day because I didn't hardly sleep. I did finally, and I don't do this. I can't even tell you the last time I took two ibuprofen. But I got a prompting. It was just like I was praying and just please make this pain go away so I can sleep. I really need my sleep. And then it was, okay, and you'll take two ibuprofen and then go back to bed. And so I did. And eventually it went away or I fell asleep.
And did it come back when you woke up in the morning?
No.
And has it returned at all?
Yes, last night. So there was a day, one night without it.
Same intensity, less, more?
Less.
Same location?
Yes. but I wasn't crying and praying. I was just going, oh no, please no.
Right.
Don't come.
So heel down, do you have a rib that goes down that far? Because not everybody has a different waist. Like for me, at my belly button level, I feel my hip bone on the side.
Yes.
But, you know, some people have this long gap between the hip bone and the rib. And some people have very little. I have a very short between my rib.
Mine's pretty short. I mean, there's not too much space.
So is it between the rib and the hip bone then?
Yes.
The tissue.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And you mentioned sharp, like shooting sharp, like comes and goes sharp, or just
no pulse constant. To it. Constant.
And no throbbing, aching radiation into the front or the back or the down the leg.
Maybe a little into the front, a little bit into the front. I started thinking of something wrong with my stomach, even though it didn't seem like it
wrong
was my
side
stomach.
It's too low for liver, gallbladder. Kidney would be more towards the back, although it could potentially be kidney, but kidney is more usually throbby, comes and goes because a stone is trying to work its way down and you get that, and then it stops and, you know, doubled over if anybody's ever had a kidney stone. I haven't, but that was my case on my national board, so I had to describe. I had to differentiate it. I was one of the few that actually got it. Everybody else was saying it was a disc problem or it was a this, but it's, but you're describing a little bit towards the front. It could be an intestinal thing, like the ascending colon. It's too far up to be the appendix.
Okay. And mine's gone.
And yours is gone and too far up to be the ileocecal valve, which is more down in that area by the appendix, which would be below the waist, you know, usually.
But through colonics, I have in the past had a tenderness at the ileocecal valve.
Yeah.
With hand work, when she does hand work.
Not uncommon. Most people do. Most people do. Yeah. Okay. But this, the only thing I could think of is how about bowel movements? Have you had any bowel movements?
I am as regular as can be. Usually sometimes twice a day, but absolutely once a day.
And no change in bowel movements since this started, like more constipated or hard or anything. And full size bowel movements, nice and kind of round,
fully formed, mostly kind of long. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was thinking of bowel impaction, right?
My bowel moves very easily and it's almost out of my body quicker than urination. And I don't have problems with urination. It just takes a while for all that liquid to come out. But on the bowel, it just comes right out. And, oh, we're done.
Okay,
no more start reading anything because there's no time to read.
I always wondered about that, the books in the bathroom.
I know. It's constipation. I figured out. Yes.
So if you put if I my hand on my belly button, this is where I'm envisioning. Here's my belly button. Here's my waist. You're saying that the pain was right around here, but slightly, if anything, to the front.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we've ruled out liver, gallbladder, heart, lung, stomach, spleen, pancreas.
Because liver and gallbladder are higher.
They're higher. So the liver, it's just tucked right where the rib cage ends right here. This would be my liver, gallbladder.
Okay, it might be the liver. It might be higher. It's just terrible. I was like, where is this? And I kept touching, trying to figure it out. Because I'm one of those people that say, oh, is it your liver? And I'm going, I could not tell you if the pain was in my liver or not. I don't know my organs. I mean, I do. I took anatomy and physiology in college even. I love anatomy. But as far as sensing it in my own body,
And when you go down your side, as you go down your side, how far down, like my last rib on my very side is right here.
Yeah.
Okay. How far is yours?
It's about 1 inch above my waist.
Last rib is about 1 inch above your waist, but this pain you felt was right at your waistline.
Yes.
So it wasn't on a bone. You know, I'm thinking if you fell and maybe cracked the rib.
Well, that's what I kept going to. Maybe I have a cracked rib because when I fell to the right, fell in the kitchen floor. I was grateful it wasn't concrete. Mm-hmm. I laid there for a while because I wasn't eager to get up. You know, it kind of
unsettles you. And then I did get up eventually, but when I tried to use my walker pushing against a cabinet wall, I had difficulty. So but they happen fast. So I kind of sometimes can't, I know I went to my right. And then I thought, okay, did I get some kind of a whiplash that's like cramping or something? Because it seemed like a side ache that just won't let go.
But yeah. No, whiplash would be more in your neck. Yeah, that would be neck. So do you have any difficulty taking a deep breath? Go ahead right now and take as deep a breath as you can.
It tightens at the top of it.
Top of where that pain is?
At the top of my breath. Like it won't.
It tightens, but no sharp pain.
No. But then that, I do feel it, but then that's back to right at the bottom of the sternum where I feel that tightness for getting a fuller breath. It won't let me.
I mean, it's one thing that is possible is that you dislocated a rib.
Oh,
that would be
of that. Okay.
Right. As it pushed and then you're feeling it radiating in around it. The sternum, not all the ribs make it all the way to the sternum. There's some that are floating and then some that attach into the cartilage. And then the first 8 of them will go into the sternum. So, I mean, if you jolt your rib cage, there's a lot that can happen that could. So I would pay attention to it. It doesn't sound like an urgency.
No, it doesn't to me either.
But it does. I mean, it's important because it's sharp and it's keeping you from sleeping. So if it continues to just get better, it's probably not something you need to be concerned about. But if you are, you can just, I wouldn't necessarily go to an ER. Because you're there with a whole bunch of people who have a lot more serious stuff going on and you're bottom of the barrel. But, make an appointment to go into your regular practitioner and just see if it's worth getting an x-ray. If not, but if it's just getting better and better, it may be that it was a jolt.
Dislodged.
But you would, if you have a physical therapist or a chiropractor, be able to have them do a musculoskeletal evaluation to make sure that the ribs, the alignment and where they're attaching isn't a problem. Because if you're having that pain at the sternum or right below the sternum.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't live with it every moment, but it does appear from time to time as I maybe start to lose my balance and catch myself from falling, that I'm at 4 times the risk for falling because of my osteoporosis. Because of calcium. So we still haven't found that hyperparathyroid gland that's maybe causing the problem. But I do know this morning I did call that orthopedic guy and I'm going to have him take this is in a way a separate subject, but I'm having him take the fluid off of the knee, but not put the steroid in. That's the follow-up. So I have that appointment. Feels good. And I can, I'm thinking maybe, I'm just going to let this speak to me again if I need to get somewhere. Otherwise, I think you're right. It could be a strain or a something or other. And then
I would keep your walker handy. I know you want to get rid of it. But don't take chances on, because of the knee and the instability there, don't take chances on increasing the risk of falling again.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else before?
No, I think today, as much as I'd love to go over my labs that I think Lisa got on, has submitted for me. If I think today I'm not feeling like I can absorb.
And it's best if we do that. Let's just set up a time. You haven't taken, you still have a whole bunch of your calls left with me that you didn't.
And I have some booked on the calendar.
Okay, good.
September, so
good,
maybe
good. And we can go over them in detail then.
Exactly. And then somebody else can get some time too. So that'd be good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You go rest then. Go rest.
Thank you very, very much.
You are so welcome. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. So should we go in the same order that we went in? Oh, you know what? The order that I had written down was the order that you guys came in. So, which at this point doesn't seem so fair anymore since some of you didn't even get the notice, but I had Diana and then Paula and then Kimberly, who's not here. I have it in my little thing. And
You can go to somebody else if you want. It doesn't have to be in order. Marcia's still here, so maybe she's...
So, Marcia, if you think we can do this in a short period of time, we can do that, and then we can come back. So I got Cassie.
I'm actually just about to cut out, but thank you so much, Diana, for thinking of me.
Okay. If anybody else needs to leave early, please go right ahead.
I'll be back.
Okay, we'll see you later. Okay. Make sure you come back.
I'm here just to see your face. I love your face.
Yeah. Yes.
Too. You look great, Diana.
Thank you. So do you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have fun. We'll see you soon.
So does anybody have any need to go first or anything? Otherwise, I'll just go in the order that I have you on my list. Jay, how about you? I know you didn't get the invite, and I don't know what your schedule's like.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready? Is that okay with everybody? We'll let Jay go? Okay. So let me look at my calendar, my clock. It's 5. We started at 4. Okay, we'll do Jay. We'll take a break, you know, so everybody can stretch their legs, get some water, and then we'll come back and we'll do everybody else. Okay? All right. So Jay, and again, I don't have your thing open because we didn't have you on my list, but Jay wanted to go through the lab. So let me get your thing open.
Lisa put them all in a folder.
On a subfolder, all in the same subfolder on your, okay.
Yeah, it says get it done day or something on it.
Oh, good. Okay, so Google Drive.
You can go ahead and show everybody.
Okay, I'll get them open first, Jay Galia. And info for get it done day, got it. Okay, let me share my screen.
I don't know when you want to start with, leave it up to you.
Let's see what's there. All right. So you had your most recent Dutch compared to the previous one. The NutriVal was, put that over here, NutriVal. Oh, we don't have the date because it's...
Probably the old one.
Probably the old one. Okay, and then the blood spot is new?
Blood spot's new, methylation.
Methylation profile.
Number 1 is new.
Number 1, good.
Abs, those are my most recent draws.
Okay, and this is where she put it in the Optimal DX. Okay. I want to start with the fatty acid. All right. Can you guys see?
I can see.
Okay. So looks like the amounts you're taking of EPA DHA are good. If you weren't taking it, they'd probably be super low because your ALA is super low.
I kind of backed off, you know. I was taking about 3,000 a day, and then when I started on the the blood, the antiplatelet thing, I cut back to about, I don't know, 1,000 a day.
Yeah, it's keeping you in a healthy range. Is it the best range for you? I don't know. I'll know by looking at the rest of the numbers, you know, in terms of your lipids. But it's a decent margin in place to be. Your arachidonic acid and LA are low, which is fine. DGLA is fine. I think your GLA could be a little higher. And we'll look at your Dutch to see how that relates. AAEPA. I think you're okay there, even though that number doesn't look like the ideal number. I don't know if they changed their scales or what. If your EPA was a little higher, this is as low as it should be. I mean, you don't have any rampant signs of inflammation in here, so that's good. I may want to see you getting the GLA up a little bit. Let me just take a few notes here. I'm just going to make some notes and we'll come up with a final, final recommendation. There we go. All right. Jay, blood spot, fatty acid. That's the main thing I want to address on there is the low GLA. Okay. I'm going to open this on new. Windows, I can come back to it easily. And let me get rid of this thing. Put it over on my other screen. And way back to Jay. That's Paula. Okay, well, wrong one. Here we go. Jeannie. Here we go, Jay. And I want to look at your Dutch. This is your third Dutch. And you've been on testosterone since this one.
Well, since about June, the middle of June, June 15th, let's say.
All right, I'm going to open up your previous one and the first one where we flagged the high estrogen. And this was the May 2018. And this was the first one. Where was the 217 one? Here we go. Yeah, so when I look at the comparison, this was the original one where we flagged that you had, is this 8, 18, 17? Yes, this is 2 years ago. High estrogen and low testosterone. I'm just looking at the summary page for now just to compare there. Not a lot of change in your cortisol levels, but this was the one from 18. So the estrogen had come down, but the testosterone was still low. But here it was good because we wanted to get your estrogens down before putting testosterone. But look what happened here with you being on the testosterone, right? The testosterone's up, but it's also still converting into estrogen.
Yeah.
A lot higher.
I saw that.
Yeah. And your cortisols have come down a lot. See the difference? This is 2017. You were very low in the morning, nice midday, a little bit on the low side in the afternoon, and nice at the middle of the day. Here, you came up in the waking, same in the midday, still low at the other. So it was getting better. But now, you know, the stress of the, are you on cortisone or any kind of steroids for the eye?
Not oral. I did have a drop for a while, but no, yeah, I'm not on that anymore.
Not on that anymore. Okay, so your total free cortisol was 147, 145, about the same. And now it's dropped to 78, so it's low. The DHEA has probably gone up because of the testosterone supplementation, because it was DHEA there. And now it's way high.
Plus, I was taking a couple of drops of Biometrics DHEA.
Before, but now along with it.
Until I got these results and I've tapered it off. I was doing actually 2 drops a day and I've cut that back to 1 drop and I guess I'll just discontinue.
I would discontinue it for now because DHEA can suppress cortisol, which is good when we have somebody with high cortisols and we want to bring them down. But I think it's brought it down too much. And plus testosterone can get converted to DHEA can get converted to testosterone. But, I would stop the DHEA for sure.
Yeah, so the drops that I would take in the morning would be DHEA, pregnenolone, and what's the other one, progesterone?
Yeah, let's look at your progesterone levels here. I think the pregnenolone and progesterone might still be okay. So this is your latest one. Let's go to the next page. Your DHEA total, but your DHEAS is low, so it's being mostly metabolized. So the active form is low, and it's going down to the glucuronolone, progesterone, Let's see. So the DHEA going down to androstenedione, going down to testosterone. Yeah, the androstenedione is high, which is a 5-alpha. So 5-alpha reductase is important because your the testosterone is being converted to estrogen and DHT, dihydrotestosterone, and dihydrotestosterone is the super potent one. Are you still taking zinc?
Not much, maybe once a week.
You need to be taking zinc every day. And remember, we saw on your fatty acid, your low DH, where did it go? Let me open that one again. I must have closed it. Your blood spot. GLA is super important as a 5-alpha reductase inhibitor, and you have a very high 5-alpha reductase. So, and your GLA is high, is low. So I would be looking at something like, do you eat hemp seeds?
Yes.
Regularly or occasionally?
Occasionally.
Okay. You can do a couple of things. You can increase your hemp seeds to regularly, but I don't know that given where you're at with your 5-alpha reductase, that that's going to be enough, but I would increase it, but then also get some evening primrose oil or borage oil.
Okay. Yeah.
One or the other. And start taking that at probably around 400 or 500 milligrams a day. To bring that up, you see where the concern is on the Dutch? If I look back at your previous Dutch.
Yeah, where are you?
Okay, I'm on page 3.
I mean, wiggle the cursor so I can see. Okay.
This is the previous one. I don't remember which one. If this, I think this is last May. Yeah, this is May. Okay. Look at May. This was fine. You know, you were a little bit high on the 5-alpha reductase, but you still had a tendency to 5-alpha reductase. Sorry, it's the level. But because you didn't have the extra testosterone that you were taking, you weren't converting it to DHT. And this was, you know, from the start, my concern with taking testosterone is that if your pathways aren't working properly, you're going to make too much of the metabolites that aren't good for you.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the zinc, I would do at least 30 milligrams a day. The GLA 400 or so, 400 to even up to 500 or 600. And then are you taking any saw palmetto?
Yes. Tincture.
Yeah. How much? Are you regularly or just occasionally?
Yeah, I take it every day. I take probably 3 tablespoons a day, but that also has 2 other things in it. Nettles.
That's fine then. I wouldn't add any more to that than that. Nettles in there? You taking nettles as a tincture?
Yeah, it's a combination.
Yeah.
Saw palmetto, nettles, and pygium.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, I think you still need the zinc and the GLA as well. This is concerning. It's high levels of DHT that contribute to prostate cancer, and we don't want to go that route. Have you noticed any positive changes with the testosterone?
You know, not really. I thought I'd have like more energy because I remember doing a gel years ago, like more than 15 years ago, and it just seemed like it was super energizing.
Mm-hmm.
Almost it's just like a magic wand kind of energizing.
Yeah.
I hadn't really noticed that. Maybe it's because I'm older. I don't know.
But it also could be because you're converting. I don't know if this pathway imbalance was there at the time, but a lot of that testosterone, if we look here, I mean, this is last times. Your testosterone, a lot of it's going down and getting converted to estradiol and DHT, but even so, it looks like it's too high a dose. Right? And you might be able to cut that dose in half or a third and get a result.
I'm using a cream right now, and it was once a day. So when I saw these results, I immediately stopped to like every other day, and I might start stretching that out. I've got an appointment September 3rd with the doctor. So,
yeah, because if there's enough testosterone now in the system where you go from practically nothing here to have and having high estradiol to much higher estradiol plus super high and super high DHT, it means that there's way too much.
Yeah.
Right. A fraction of that would be much better, because, you know, I don't want you. And it could be that the reason you don't feel energized is because the high estrogen is counteracting the high testosterone.
Okay.
And high estrogen doesn't make people like bouncing with energy. It makes them kind of, you know, in women, preparing them for saving their energy for child growing, right? And the ratio here is very off.
So I was taking a capsule of Crisin.
Yeah.
Two, and I've doubled that. And I was thinking maybe I should take even more, maybe three caps a day. I think it's 500 in a cap.
Yeah. Crisin
and DIM, I'm taking DIM. I up my frequency on the DIM.
Okay. Yeah, but I think this is the cause of it. This is the cause, right? The high testosterone. The pathway is still overacting. So we do need to slow this aromatase down. And before, when you had very little testosterone, it didn't lead us to dangerous levels of DHT or dangerous levels here. But this ratio is way off. And see, your 4-hydroxy, which is the carcinogenic form of estrogen in being eliminated, is super high. I mean, they're all high. Proportionally, it's not much higher than, you know, it's the ratio here isn't off. So I don't think it's a detox pathway issue, because you're green, you know, your 2-hydroxy is still the predominant. The 4-hydroxy is higher than the 16. So it is definitely higher percentage wise than I'd like to see it. But it's really the absolute number, because the number is so high that becomes a dangerous metabolite. From a perspective of methylation, your methylation actually looks fine.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, if you compare it to the 2017 one, I think it was super low.
It was. So are you supporting methylation? I mean, it could be just that you're supporting methylation better than you were then.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that supported by glutathione?
No, it's supported by your things like methyl B12, methylfolate. Actually, okay. COM-T is supported with 5-HTP. B6 would support that pathway.
Oh, okay, B6 was something that had started.
Yeah, so that's good, because that's positive. Your methylation is excellent here. So you've definitely pushed that pathway. So B6 is an important one there too. But that's the main thing. I think you're just needing to get that dose pushed down. And you're favoring this pathway down this way versus to DHEAS, which is an activated sulfate form. I want to look at the little pathway thing to see what we can do to support that. MMA is fine. The B6 numbers are fine. I recall that you had those low in the past. I don't remember off the top of my head, but the first one, they didn't even do it. It was the second one. Let's see. Oh, there's new ones that they're doing, but yeah, it was low end of range, this the glutathione marker. Whereas now, glutathione. So are you supplementing with glutathione?
Yes.
You could probably drop it back just a little bit.
Not much. I'm using a spray.
Okay.
Oh, and a capsule. I forgot. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would drop it back a little bit. Not a lot, but I don't want to have some backup of those sulfur pathways and have a buildup of sulfites, because you're over feeding that pathway. Okay. Melatonin below range. Are you having sleep issues?
No, none.
Below range. Oh, yeah, I remember this. It's always been there. It was that way.
It's always been low.
It's low. I won't worry about it then.
Yeah, my sleeping pattern's totally different than when I was driving into work. I go to bed about midnight, or I go to bed about 11 something, and then go to sleep about midnight pretty quickly after I stop reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up about 7:30.
Mm-hmm. So that's working well for you. I'm just going to look at this DHEA to DHEAS, this pathway.
Does this page vary from with each test result, or is this all?
No, they don't mark your results on it. Okay. I don't think.
This is just an explanation.
Pattern. I think it's just the general explanation test.
Okay.
They may change it from time to time. Like here, it looks like, where is this made? Looks like they're always improving it. Sorry, I'm on my side trying to read it.
You're pretty confident in this test? You like it?
Yeah. What we see sometimes is a discrepancy. So in blood, if you do your blood and your blood levels are not high, what it means is that you've got some good clearance pathways going on, that the urine is your body's dumping it out in the urine to keep it from being dangerously high in the blood. So it could be a good thing to do to back this up with looking at I still think you need to drop to reduce it because you're still putting stress on the system. But like, say you go and do your testosterone and DHT in particular, and those numbers are in the high end of range or normal range, then it's very high in the urine, it generally means that your body's going, oh no, this is too high, and it's dumping really well, which is a good sign, right? It's a problem when it's built up in both places.
Okay.
It still means that you're stressing those pathways.
It's
your
high level in blood too.
High in blood too, yeah. Yeah. Then you have to get that. You definitely have to reduce it. If it's a cream that's dispensed in certain amounts, is that the idea? Yeah. Or can you just do a pinch of the cream?
No, it's a pump and it.
It dispenses a certain.
Yeah, I notice if I push to get the full amount, I have to push really hard and I can kind of push on it a little bit. Maybe I use this up and then go back to doing a lozenge it's between the gum.
Oh, the trochee, yeah. Yeah, you could do it that way, but you can't control it as well. If there's any way for them to give you a pure cream where, you know, it's just you pop out a little bit, or sometimes you can get, like, people are trained in Dr. What's his name? Rosensweet. He does the drops. I mean, that's what we do with like progesterone drops. You know, you just put a drop so you can control it. But if there's any way to get the dispenser in such a way that you can just dispense a tiny, tiny bit, you know, like a toothpaste tube, right? Squeeze, yeah. Get a little tiny bit. I think that's probably your best bet.
No, that's actually kind of what I've been trying to do here the last, you know, ever since I got these
just
results.
Barely press it, yeah.
And I've been skipping a day, and I was thinking maybe I ought to skip 2 days. I don't know. What do you think on that?
Yeah, and I think you need to talk to the doctor about that, but personally, I would probably skip a week or two and then check it out again.
Just totally go. Don't use it at all for a couple of weeks.
But I don't know. You know, I would check with the doctor to make sure that, because sometimes there's a rebound, right? If you stop something too quickly, you get a rebound reaction. I wouldn't want that.
Wean off down. I'll go down.
So I would wean it down.
Okay.
All right. Let's, let me just look real quick at one of the other, I just want to see your methylation profile. I'm expecting that that's going to look pretty good. No? Okay. So methionine is a little on the high side. Cysteine. SAM and SAW. So this is accelerated. And then homocysteine, still high. Is that higher than it was before? I remember it being around 8.
I didn't remember having a problem with homocysteine.
Yeah, I don't remember. Let me look back here. I'll open this in a new window. Yeah, and then I think, you know, this is complicated enough that you still have a call with me that you, two calls or so, maybe three that you haven't used. So let's set one up so that we can just like systematically go through all of this and put it together.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would recommend. Let me just look real quick for
at you. I looked at it and it kind of just to my, you know, of course, I don't know what I'm looking at exactly, but it didn't seem too bad.
Except no, it's just, I'm just, the homocysteine seems higher than I remember it being. I'm somehow in my brain, I have an eight or a nine, not 11.
I think they measure that in the blood too.
Homocysteine? Well, yeah, that's what it is.
That was blood, that's right.
Yeah, that was blood. I know it's so many.
They get a special place to get that drawn.
Homocysteine. I have to go slowly. Homocysteine. Yeah, the last time you had it done was back in 17, so it's a couple of years ago, but it was 7.6.
Yeah, so you're right.
Yeah, so it was really close. So, and the SAM-SAW ratio, I'm trying to remember. I'll have to review that because I know I have some notes from Dr. Lynch's class on the SAM-SAW ratio. No, they don't talk about the ratio. He always talked about the ratio. Cellular methylation, inability, removal. Yeah, let's set up a time so I can really read all this beforehand and refresh my memory on the different pathways and pull out the big chart and look at all the cofactors. But overall, you know, it's not, it's this here, this ratio, figuring out why this is high. Have you lowered your B6?
No.
Because B6 will, you know, B6 takes the homocysteine down into the sulfur pathways. And
about 5 days before I took the test, so.
You stopped taking it 5 days before? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the instructions say to stop taking all vitamins and minerals.
Okay. So you need your B6. Your B6 will probably lower your homocysteine. Your MMA was fine on your Dutch, so it's unlikely to be B12 that's causing the homocysteine to be high. But this B6, especially since the cystathionine, which is down here, and this will lower your ability to make glutathione.
Okay.
Glutathione's downstream here where they're not showing it. So I'd up your B6 probably around 50 milligrams of P5P every day. And that might lower this as well. It's going to lower the homocysteine, but it could also lower this.
Take it all at once?
Yeah, you can take it all at once. Okay. If you get a 25er and you want to take it twice a day, you can. Depends on which brand you get. Some of them are 25 and some of them are 50.
All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Get on my calendar and we'll go through this in detail.
And then I had the blood test.
Yeah. Again, we're running out of time to go through that. So let's go through that when I can really, you know, I'll lay it all out. We'll have a whole big picture and then we'll go through that. But in the meantime, your top priority is to lower that testosterone and DHEA. Okay. And that's the biggest thing. Okay.
Yeah,
and to get that homocysteine down. So pop up the B6 and the zinc. So zinc, GLA, and B6 are your top priorities right now in terms of that. And then lowering the testosterone.
Okay. Good.
Of course, work with the doc. Okay.
Great.
Super. All right. Let's take a break. For about 15 minutes, is that enough, or 20? What do you need? 15 minutes be good to get some water, move your legs. Yeah. And then we'll come back. Okay, good. We'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to stop the recording, but somebody has to remind me to do it. I'm going to put a sign on my machine because I don't want to forget to start the recording. Record. Okay. Let's say stop.